Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, a ship on the right track. Well, pardon my euphoria and mixing of vehicular allusions, but is something really happening in North Korea? Has God decided enough is enough and begun the thaw of the heart of stone? Will we soon see peace and prosperity and the entrance of the gospel on a larger scale into the hermit kingdom? There was a train on May 20, and now a ship, this is May 21, from North Korea has docked at Busan in the south. Now, there's always the chance that South Korea and the world are being deceived again, but we know that God is able to rise up and put an end to the chaos of the last 50-plus years. When God draws the line is drawn, and man cannot do anything but yield to it. Think about it. The world was headed toward total enslavement 50 years ago. You may not understand that, but God drew a line. We call that line the 38th parallel today, the DMZ. Here's today's news from Inquirer.net and Associated Press. The first in 50 years North Korean cargo ship arrives in South Korea. A North Korean cargo ship arrived in South Korean waters for the first time in more than 50 years on Sunday, officials said, as commercial shipping services begin to open up between the divided countries. The 1,850-ton Kang Sang-ho, with a crew of 27, anchored near the southeastern port of Busan early Sunday for inspections by South Korean maritime authorities, said Kim Na-young, a Coast Guard official. Kim said the ship, the first North Korean cargo vessel to arrive in South Korea for commercial business since the 1950-53 Korean War, would dock at Busan Port on Monday. The North Korean ship will carry cargoes between Busan and the northeastern port of Rajin three times a month, said Lee Won-jae, an official for Kukbo Express Company, a Korean agent for the North's cargo ship. The ship was expected to depart Busan as early as Monday after loading 60 empty containers. Officials handling the issue at South Korea's Unification Ministry were not immediately available for comment. North and South Korea are still technically at war, as the Korean War ended in a truce, not a peace treaty, but their relations warmed significantly since the first and only summit of their leaders in the year 2000. Stand by, and thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts, resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom, the land of the morning calm.